I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, once Wheaties was the breakfast of champions, and now its fans are shouting, we're number 17. But first, for our look at the week's news, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
Almost 600 Paralympic athletes, including 23 from Ukraine, have converged on Sochi. Only one Ukrainian athlete participated in Friday's opening ceremonies, but he was met with thunderous applause. Do you suppose they'll have any difficulty concentrating on the games that they are there to play?
I admire them a great deal for having shown up at all. This is an example of that kind of spirit which the International Olympic Committee has managed to make itself rich with, but it's actually, you know, you're seeing it in real life at this point.
On Thursday, the Los Angeles Clippers trounced the Lakers 142-94. It was the Lakers' most lopsided loss in their history. They're on track for the worst regular season record there since they moved to L.A. in 1959. Are you surprised at how far the Lakers have fallen?
Yes, I am. I mean, there's been all kinds of talk in Boston about how the Celtics should, quote-unquote, tank the season in order to get a better draft pick. If the Lakers are either tanking or they're simply incompetent, this was a real embarrassment.
When LeBron James scored 61 points against the Charlotte Bobcats on Monday night, his teammate Shane Battier called the performance Wilt Chamberlain-esque. Was he right? Because by my calculations, LeBron came up about 39 points short.
Yeah, I'm going to be very, very charitable here and call it Elgin Baylor-esque, or perhaps even Kobe Bryant-esque. But if you're going to be Wilt-esque, you got to at least flirt with triple figures.
Right, exactly. The NBA All-Star Game, usually it's written off as a meaningless, albeit sometimes entertaining, exercise. But according to a story this week, Joakim Noah made use of the All-Star weekend to recruit Carmelo Anthony. Sounds like good use of his time.
Well, yeah, I mean, and even Carmelo has been complicit in the rumor-mongering. They traded Luol Deng for Andrew Bynum. That got them some room for free agency. And certainly Carmelo Anthony would be the obvious choice for them.
Yeah, plus it would get him out of New York.
And it would get him away from the mess that is the New York Knicks, exactly.
San Antonio Spurs head coach Greg Popovich may have given encouragement to people who also want to be NBA head coaches, Charlie. After Tuesday's rout of Cleveland, he revealed what he sometimes tells players during those timeouts. Quote, I got nothing for you. What do you want me to do? Sounds like an easy job, doesn't it?
I give Greg Popovich an enormous amount of credit here because I have spoken to I don't know how many coaches, college and pro, in my life who have faced that situation where you simply want to walk up in the stands and say, nah, you guys figure this out on your own. My work here is done, you incompetent boobs.
Or else I have so much confidence in you that I'm sure you'll figure it out.
No, you guys go out there and figure it out by yourself. I'm getting a dog.
In soccer news, the U.S. men's team dropped a 2-0 decision to Ukraine on Wednesday. Not exactly a confidence builder on the way to the World Cup, is it?
Yeah, considering that the team from the Ukraine isn't going to the World Cup, no. I mean, they are, as you reminded me earlier, the best team probably not going. But still, if you're losing friendlies to a team that isn't even going to be on your schedule in Brazil, that's not a good sign.
According to GoDaddy chairman Bob Parsons, Danica Patrick would beat NASCAR legend Richard Petty should the two face each other in a head-to-head race. And Petty has challenged Danica to just such a race as of last week. I don't see any downside to this match, do you?
I think it's demeaning to Danica Patrick, and she shouldn't go anywhere near it. Richard Petty's a wonderful guy, but he's also 76 years old. We had the Bobby Riggs thing. That kind of thing is over now. Danica Patrick should say thanks, but no thanks.
According to a recent ESPN poll, Charlie, Major League Soccer is now as popular with 12 through 17-year-olds as Major League Baseball is. This is a little startling, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the question is, can it maintain that when these kids stop playing soccer? The enormous number of kids in America who play soccer under the age of 12, do they outgrow the sport or don't they?
Yeah, the other question is, once these kids get old enough so they can stay up late enough to watch postseason baseball games, do they catch on to baseball?
Well, yeah, that's the other thing. Major League Baseball should be absolutely terrified by these numbers.
Ian Kinsler, late of the Rangers, now a Detroit Tiger, wished on his former team an 0-162 season and called Texas GM John Daniels a sleazeball. I don't know about you, but I'm kind of looking forward to May 22nd when those two teams will meet for the first time this year.
Yeah, I'm sure Ian Kinsler is already developing his technique for hurling himself into the dirt.
Meanwhile, former Major League Baseball slugger Manny Ramirez wants back into the league, and to that end, he has set up his own training camp. And not only that, he is referring to himself as Super Manny. All right, I have lobbed a softball your way. Please hit it out.
Well, no, I'm not going to be critical of Manny. I like Manny, but Manny's time has passed, and Manny should realize that. And being goofy is no substitute for being 25.
And if you already have, steroids on your record, do you really want to refer to yourself as Super Manny?
Well, sure, because now you're doing it the clean and honest way, the way people on Krypton do.
I've heard that story. This week, mixed martial arts fighter Ronda Rousey announced that she could beat boxer Floyd Mayweather with something called the monkey crawl, which involves dropping down to the ground, crawling over to him, and grabbing him by the legs. Is this sound strategy against a boxer?
No, I don't think that's exactly legal, but I think that, you know, anybody who has that much respect for the movie Bloodsport is okay by me. Of course, if she does fall to the ground to do this, does the count start? I mean, what rules are we using? If she's already on the canvas.
She'd have to do it within 10 seconds.
That's right.
The NHL trade deadline came and went on Wednesday. New Jersey Devils goalie Martin Brodeur, who is in his 21st season with the team, stayed put. So, good thing for him and for the team?
Yeah, he says so. He said he found the trade talk weird. He has a no-trade clause, which he would have been asked to waive. But, he's 41. He's the face of that franchise. I'm very happy he's staying where he is.
Finally, Charlie, Dustin Penner was an Anaheim Duck before he became a Washington Capital this week. What do you think of his strategy for finding a new place to live?
Well, maybe he couldn't get Craigslist to load, but he asked the president if he could stay at the White House for a while he found a place to stay. The great thing was he said, hey.
That was the beginning of his tweet.
which was a hell of a lot more respectful than yo. Which is the only apparent alternative.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, and of course he joins me each week on Only a Game. Charlie, thanks very much.
Thank you, Bill.